same thing. Well, our own, the 50, our own deductible did the same. John information, we didn't ask him the question, except for that, no, he didn't, we don't. How did we ask him, do you feel that, what about the economy, I think, or do you think the economy's gonna be better? That's the one that you usually see, and most people think it's gonna get worse rather than better. But the first thing is that I wanna be sure that that question, or a variation, gets in our future polls. Would you do that?
The economy one or the road room?
The road room.
Yeah, I think it's really better, it's a very general question.
Road room question is...
It's a good barometer type question.
It's a psychology of people. Now, second thing is that the reason for this is a very fundamental one. People are discouraged about the war. It's interesting enough, isn't the environment. But another thing is, they're terribly discouraged about their kids. I think that's part of it. They're losing their bearings, their moorings. That's what drugs is about. Drugs is about that more than anything else. Drugs isn't about old folks, it's about kids.
Right.
Isn't it?
Yeah. And Roper makes that point.
Yeah. The other thing is that, and that's related to work, the other thing is that
also kids are not the ones that are concerned about the drugs.
Oh, I understand that. Yeah, I get the point. Now, higher with older folks. But the other thing is, but they have had, the people are having, you know, one of our problems since we've been in, they have been having an unmerciful beating from media, by radio, television, college and university, their teachers, their ministers say everything's going to hell, their teachers say everything's going to hell, the etc. And of course they're getting it a lot from the media, and they're hearing it from some of their leaders, more of the media, just generally, the network, night after night after night. When you pick up the media, it's always bad news, isn't it? Everything, they put a bad twist in every bit of news, it's never good. Now, on the other hand, it also shows us our problem, doesn't it? The approval of a president. The approval of a president is of course, how the hell can approval of a president be anything with the country so feeling so negative about itself? Right?
Sure.
Isn't that part of the problem? If that's the case,
sure, because you're the leader, at least
not necessarily the blame, but just the fact that is why people talk about leadership. Let's have leadership.
It's not that you're to blame, it's that you epitomize whatever
somebody's got to bring us out of this terrible thing. Now, the other thing is that there needs to be an offensive throughout the administration in terms of what the hell's right about America, you know what I mean? First, attack the judge problem, the drugs. Attack it hard. And we are attacking the war problem. You realize that we're going to have, I think we can have an enormous effect on this attitude through some successes. My guess is that Roper's poll himself, now this is one thing that would be very interesting. I'll bet you if you poll this next week, the people would feel better because of the China thing. Would you not agree? In other words, it probably wouldn't change it. 50 points, 25, but it'd change it 8, 10, you know what I mean? People say, my God, things aren't quite as bad, you know, as they thought. It's the whole thing. People have got to feel a little bit hopeful. Get the point? It's the thing I've been trying to hammer home to the staff and to the congressmen and senators, our own people, you know, they all come in with their faces down. But the leader's got to give them a little hope. He's got to, you know, I go out and say, hell, this is a great country. Well, and incidentally, the fact that people say 64% that they don't think things are going so well doesn't mean that they don't want you to say that things are going to be bad. You see, they want to believe things are going to be better, right?
No question. He says that this is a remarkable finding in the light of past polling experience, because on almost any issue, people show a reluctance to criticize and a predilection for optimistic answers normally on a poll. In other words, they want things to be good. And here's an issue involving national pride on which patriotism might dictate a defense. Yet faced with a choice between faint praise and outspoken criticism, people abandoned their normal practice and the nays had a nearly 3-1. And the fact that it covers every group. There is a difference between the... On education, 33% of the college educated think we're headed in the right direction. Only 15% of those with a grade school education think we are. And 25% of the whites think we're all right. Only 12% of the blacks.
Yeah. Well, for Christ's sake, the blacks ought to. They're getting everything. You see what I mean? There's the other side of it.
Yes, they don't. They think...
Well, because they are told that the media offensive. Now, this also shows what is really needed in terms of the so-called radio series. What is really needed is to get it. Remember, I still haven't gotten that through to Price in his group. You know, to pick the big issues and to say, God damn it, here's some things, you know, let's and hope up the we can do thing. You know what I mean? Maybe you're working on that now. Do you think that Sapphire speech is one that helps in this respect?
I agree.
Well, I don't know if it doesn't, if you know the subject.
Yeah, because you're talking about what we're doing economically.
You know, what we're doing.
It's primarily on jobs.
You left me the narrative.
Yes, sir. Didn't you already have a bus?
They have slides.
It wasn't the presentation.
Oh, okay. Well, you will hold it. I think it's a very important thing to get across. The other thing is the injury in the course. People feel that way about it. Anybody that runs against things that are, I mean, you can just see the issue developing. If you're satisfied the way things are, vote for us. You see my point? If you're not satisfied,
vote for a change.
Vote for a change. On the other hand, it cuts two ways, and that's where the split in the Congress, you see, comes in. That is why we have to be in a position, Connolly understands this particularly, when he says, Jesus Christ, throw off some things, let the bastards vote against it, then say, vote for a change. In other words, we run against the way things are.
Run against the status quo, but I mean, then respond.
That's why we have to have a new, exciting State of the Union, one that just didn't fire along with the same old crap bomb, you know. See my point? That's yes, where we listen to this briefing. Why are you just going to do more of the same? There's going to be something. We've got to put off something there that says that, for example, one thing that you twisted this is to say, gee whiz, you realize that for the first time in 25 years, we're going to have peace and jobs, you know, together. Just think, see what I mean? Moving in that direction. But for the first time in 25 years, we can look to the fact that we're not going to have a war. Things aren't going to get better.
It's more than 25.
Well, I know. It's the first time in it's the first time since the Great Depression. No, it's in 3-40.
Yeah, because we really didn't have jobs right up to the war.
1940.
So it's now 1930.
First
45 years.
First time in 45 years. And the Great Depression. 42, 41 or 2. Anyway, my point is, we've got an hour in the hit here.
Depression was 29.
I know,
43 years.
Yeah, 29, 42 years, right, Jack. We'll call it 40 years, just to take a good round.
You know,
40-year number. And then say, what do we have? And now let's get going here. But it's also interesting, now I don't know, you say they gave them the list, unfortunately they didn't put the goddamn environment on there. But I think they would put it. I don't think it'd show up there. I don't think that's...
They may have, they don't show here, so
that's something that...
No, they only gave a list of 13 cards.
I see. Not a very good list. They didn't have that on there. Consumers. Believe me, I can't tell you too strongly that the council, don't you? I don't mean to get, I don't mean we should be discouraged. It seems to me it shows a hell of an opportunity here. Because, and it also shows something else. We, considering the economy, are doing awful goddamn well to hold up where we are, correct?
Yep.
What holds us up there, I don't know. Because we sure have the lousiest public relations I ever heard of. Not our fault, because of the media, I guess. You know what I mean, is we aren't getting, because you couldn't have said it better than you said it today. Christ, the whole appearance is that all we're doing is carrying on the great society program until we haven't changed a fucking thing. And you're right. You're absolutely right.
Well, that's what we've said, as far as people are concerned.
So I have a lot of people around here believe, and I don't believe. I'm trying to get across.
Well, that's what C. Connie jumped on that right away, and that's what he was saying to me at the Camp David on this domestic initiative thing. He says that you can't appear to be just doing the same things.
This is a very important poll, Bob, a very important one. And also, if you would go back and then do your other domestic, in other words, what are the four or five things when you cross? I've given you, we have one this morning, haven't we? The leadership. Goddamn it, they want leadership. 30% of the people want leadership. We answer that with the China thing. There's nothing that answers leadership except a great traumatic event. That's the Claude Robinson theory. Correct? All right. But you can't disrupt it.
That's
and don't let our little boys get into this crap that it's because, well, Jesus Christ, we're going to get along with 800 million Chinese. That is what it's about. Oh, throw that in. That's nice for the kids to hear. And then, gee whiz, maybe this gives us better hope for peace. I think that's good, too. But the main thing is the great dramatic. Henry sees this. He said it's reestablishing the authority of the president. Correct?
Yep. Absolutely.
I think that's correct, isn't it? You can get your group in. You can shake them up there and see what can they do. Get that out and all the... there's one time I really think if we try, we can really get a theme across to everybody. It's, what do you think? Don't you think we can?
Yeah.
This is the theme. And the vets hit it. You know, all speakers hit it. I mean, we tried the crap at the beginning of the year. Nixon's a nice, warm-hearted, good old Bart or something like that, and that didn't work. Now, what about doing something, say, well, he's a cold, ruthless, effective guy? That's what I'm getting at. Correct? Isn't that really it? You get things done.
Not cold. It's ruthless in a sense, but it's strong, old, solid, unwavering. Cold in that sense, cold blood.
Yeah, it's 49. It is now, that's the...